You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrat.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Well, sure, we got a respite from the clutches of winter for a little while, but it's probably still going to be a bit until we get to spring. One thing to help us get there, music.
WPR's Stephanie Elkins is with us now to share some new music to check out, mostly, by the way, music from Wisconsin. Stephanie is a longtime music host here at Wisconsin Public Radio. She's worked on the folk music side of things. Now you can hear her weekdays with classical music. Stephanie, welcome back.
It's great to be here. Always great to share music.
And is music part of your winter survival bag of tricks?
Oh, absolutely. There's no question. It makes me feel great. It lifts me up. It gives me energy. Yeah.
And Stephanie, what are we listening to now? I get caught up in this music. It's beautiful. What is this?
This is called Backcountry Ramble, and it's by a Wisconsin ensemble. They're called Grammony, and they were founded by a UW professor and mandolinist named Michael Bell. And it also includes Chris Wagner and Mary Gaines and Sean Cialli and Chris Powers. And they play everything from bluegrass to classical, and they play like a classical ensemble. They're really fantastic. And it's from a CD called Dance of the Play. And so it's got a lot of sort of plant-based names and wonderful, wonderful tunes.
So wait, they play bluegrass, but they play it like a classical music ensemble. How does that work?
Well, they're just really precise and well-rehearsed. Not that bluegrass isn't either, but they are trained, all of them, as classical musicians. Sean Cialli teaches kids music, fiddle. He teaches fiddle, and Chris and Mary and Chris Powers all teach, and so they're really great musicians, and they approach it in a classical way.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
So other plant stuff in there, huh? Is there any reason for that, the plant thing going on?
Well, I think they started out of a project called Loving of the Land a few years ago. The founder is a UW professor, and he runs the Center for Integrated Agricultural Systems, and they had this fundraiser that was going to benefit the center, and it was all based around sustainable agricultural practices and that kind of thing. So they did this music that was to benefit these processes and all of these groups, and so the music was composed and a lot of it written about plants.
Yeah. Botanical music.
Yeah,
nice.
And he lives up near Baraboo, and so there was a lot of music about prairie and a lot of music about sustainable agriculture, and it grew, and they did so well together that they've done more recording projects since then.
We should probably have them on the show. I want to move on to some of our, we've got a lot of tracks to get through, so let's check out another one. This one is Josh Hardy. The track is called Shiver in the Dark. Here's a listen.
Find yourself running from the cold, never sure of a safer place to go.
All right, Shivering in the Dark. Well, we haven't been doing that the last few days in Wisconsin because it's been so warm, but we do spend some time doing that. Talk about Josh Hardy a little bit.
Well, he was born in North Dakota. His dad was a small-town police chief and a preacher, and so he grew up singing gospel and that kind of stuff. But he's based in Madison, and he's really a hardworking songwriter, and he travels all over the place. He has been writing and writing and writing, and his craft has just gotten better and better. Some of his songs are really dark. Some of his lyrics are really dark, and it's not always the kind of lyrics that I listen to, but they're powerful lyrics, and this one I really was drawn to. It was about searching and shivering and holding on, or maybe just giving up and the sand running out. I mean, it's really, the lyrics are particularly evocative, and the chord progressions, I thought, went really well with the lyrics.
And so, Stephanie, it sounds like you have been tracking some of these artists for a while. You mentioned the first band we listened to and Josh Hardy as well, this song here, Shiver. What is it like to follow these careers as probably a fan but a professional too and see them evolve?
You know, we're going to listen to a songwriter named Katie Dahl in a minute. And she came in. She was one of the first people I ever interviewed on Simply Folk. And I have watched her grow into the most magnificent songwriter. And it's wonderful to see them them. You know, if you approach songwriting as a craft where you really, you think of it as the Malcolm Gladwell's 10,000 hour rule, where if you really, really play and work at it, it gets better and better. And you see the poetry come out, you see the musicianship come out, and you see the marriage of the song and the lyrics, and then the production quality gets better and better. And as they gig more, wow, it just gets amazing. And we have a lot of really talented musicians in Wisconsin.
That's one of the hardest things to do. You hear this from stand-up comedians, too. The the work that goes into making something look spontaneous and natural, it's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. And you have it's a grind, and you hear it from musicians and comedians and anybody else that performs. And these songwriters are, a lot of them, in the case of Josh Hardy, he tours nationally. He goes internationally. And it's, you know, club after club after club, and it's hard. It's a hard way to make a living.
Now, you mentioned Katie Dahl, so let's take a listen there. This is a singer-songwriter who comes from, or lives in at least, Door County. And I like this one a lot. You really get that sense of place. And also, it's nuanced. How living in a small town can be great, but it can also be kind of tough. Here's a listen.
Living in this little town, most times it suits me fine. I got my radio, I got my rhymes. His big bed and this little town, they've suited me just fine. I get to feeling lonesome in my mind from time to time.
So it's neat to me. I go to Door County kind of a lot, actually, once or twice a year, and it's neat to me to think about the music growing up out of the place. And I get the sense you hear that not just in this song, but in lots of Katie Dahl's work.
Oh, she has a song called Goats on the Roof about, you know.
I know what that's about.
And this one is the newest CD that she's released, and it's got a song called Lombardy Avenue, and it talks about how Green Bay comes alive in the winter, that it's, you know, people get kind of tired and cold, and it's, you know, you have to go to the farm in Fleet and buy a new warm coat, but everything turns green and gold, and it sort of comes alive because of the Packers. But the way she writes it, it's so, it just makes you feel good. Yeah, it's really evocative. She makes Wisconsin, and particularly Door County, come alive musically. Yeah.
And then you've got a more classical piece for us, a violin concerto. Tell us about this one.
Right. This is the only non-Wisconsin piece in the bunch. It's an interesting story. It just came in really about 2 weeks ago. And the composer is Johan Halvorsen. He was born in the 19th century. And he wrote a violin concerto. And it was premiered in 1909 or so by a young Canadian violinist. She was only 19 at the time. And when he retired in the 1920s, he burned some of his manuscripts, and this was one of them. He just burned it, and we thought it was lost. Everybody thought it was lost to history, and then it turned out she had contributed her music and her archives to the University of Toronto, and it just surfaced in 2015, and it was given to the Norwegian violinist Henning Kragerud, and he made this world premiere recording. He was just in Madison last November to perform, and he's a really wonderful guy, so... And he includes some of this Norwegian, you can hear the Norwegian folk music almost in this, and so it's a really cool piece.
That's right. I mean, as you said, it's not from Wisconsin, but it does have those Norwegian roots, and there are certainly some very Norwegian towns here in Wisconsin. So to your ear, you can hear that the Norwegian strands in it, huh?
Yeah. The composer played the Hardanger fiddle and was influenced by folk music, and you hear that in the music.
Well, thank you for that one. That's a great one. And we'll listen to another song now. And this one gets at issues of, loneliness. And we've been hearing about that. Something in winter gets to us sometimes. I guess we could just be honest about it, and we can write about it in music. A song about waking up early. So Stephanie, intro this one for us.
This one is by an ensemble called Yada, Synths, and Orfield. And they're in the Chippewa Valley, and they are all longtime musicians who came together fairly recently. And the sax player just brings some wonderful music, wonderful musicianship to all of the songs. But this one I particularly liked. They've adapted lyrics from a poem by Adrienne Rich. And she's a feminist poet, a political poet. She's no longer with us, but it's about if I'm lonely, it must be the loneliness of waking up first. I just love that lyric.
Here's a listen to that track, Waking First.
city. If I'm lonely, it must be the loneliness of waking first, of being the one awake in a house wrapped in sleep.
And is this a group that tours around a lot?
No, not really. It looks like the next time they're going to be appearing is in Eau Claire in April. But they are firmly in the upper Midwest, Chippewa Valley area. And they each have their own groups, too. So that makes it a little more difficult, I think.
That's the song, Waking First. And we're going to go out with the last one from another Wisconsin musician here. This one is from Peter Mulvey. He's another Wisconsin musician who seems to tour a lot. I guess I wasn't aware that there were so many hard touring musicians in Wisconsin. It sounds like there are.
And he, in particular, is really popular, and he's gained a national following. This is a song called Kids in the Square.
If you got a pretty good idea of what you're looking for, then you got a pretty good idea of what you'll find. Don't have to go so very far these days to find yourself a made-up mind.
So Peter Mulvey there. Stephanie, any releases you're looking forward to in the coming year?
You know, it's like Christmas for us around here. Every week we get 15 or 20 CDs into the library. That would be mostly folk and some of the classical as well. It's wonderful. We're really lucky.
Stephanie, great stuff. Thank you so much for coming by and sharing this music with us today.
Thanks, and thanks to the listeners for supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. Music, entertainment, talk, all of it. We're really grateful.
We definitely are. Thank you so much, Stephanie, for coming by. And thank you for supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. Stephanie Elkins, they're a longtime music host at Wisconsin Public Radio. You can hear her now hosting classical music.